Charles.
Yes.
If I married two midgets, would that be big of me?
Why are you listening to all the things they tell you every day? Why are you listening? What happened to your old man anyway? Why are you listening to their advice on what to watch and do?
Okay, everybody, we're on the air in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Two Blind Pearls Podcast.
Check it out, man, on the roof.
Yeehaw! You're not going to say anything. Just gonna stare at me.
I was trying to think of something related to yeehaw. Like hee-haw.
Hee-haw?
Population 506.
Salute!
Right.
Dude, I have had a day.
Well, good.
Not necessarily a good day.
Oh, a good day. Okay. You've had a busy day? Why don't you tell us about it?
It's one of those busy days that I had to do. I had to get all this information together. I had to get all this stuff together. And it was frantic because everybody wanted it at the last minute. And there was a meeting this morning. Basically, this is what all boiled down to. There was a meeting this morning.
Stop right there. If you start the day with a meeting, the rest of the day is trash. This is the problem.
But
I'm telling you.
Well, I completely agree. Because when you get out of the meeting, the point is, we got into this meeting with all this information and all this stuff going on. And, I mean, my morning was frantic, but it was for nothing. The meeting was worthless. It was stuff we'd already gone over. It was basically a free trip for some people from California. They conned their bosses into letting them come to Texas in August. Shows how smart they are. And from California. So they're here. They want to give us the dog and pony and hear our questions face to face. Yeah.
What was that?
Sorry, a little testy. So, get on out of here. That's what you say when a dog comes around. Right? One word, get on out of here. We sat there for three hours.
Oh, that's nice.
3 hours. We had one 5-minute break.
The 3-hour meeting. That's
3-hour meeting.
Sweet, sweet.
And it was, I'm telling you, it was completely worthless.
You get to the point where at some point you realize that people are saying the same things they said in the first 20 minutes of the meeting and there's no actions to be taken, but
it was round and round. We would bring up an issue, and that's the other problem was there were way too many people in the meeting. Because when you have a meeting with like 4 people, mm-hmm. you can pretty much come to a consensus, the meeting's over, let's go.
Right.
We're not going to get anywhere else.
Right.
We're done.
Yeah, the conversation's over. People have ownership, it's gone.
There were 20 people in this meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So they were from all over Verizon, and then we were meeting with the people who were outside the company, the contractors who were trying to give us the dog and pony, and telling us what great things they'd done for us. And the problem is that we would bring up a question that we had about this great thing they were doing for us, and then somebody else would chime in on that. Yeah, and they would add something, and then somebody else would chime in, and you've got to consider this too, and then you got to go to the next guy who's his expertise is, and I think I should add that to my list, and I should do this, and this, and that other. And this other person who's like really power hungry, wants everything under her control, goes, well, I think if we did, we can handle that in here, we don't need to worry about any of this other stuff. And then somebody else pops up, well, you can't do that because in Hawaii it's completely different. And then by the time you got around to the person who was supposed to answer the question, you know, it's 20 minutes later, and she's giving you the same answer to every question. Well, that would be an enhancement. That's out of scope.
Sticking to that one. Well, you know what that is. That's a very organic conversation is what that is.
I'm glad you have a word for it because it's not the word I used.
It's organic. You know what else is organic?
That's the word I used.
All right. Well, let's
move on.
Yeah, let's move on to this show.
Speaking of organic substances.
Stuff.
You know, there's 3 words that I cannot say.
Substances? Which I don't even know if it's a word.
Phenomenon. Hey, I did it. I usually get lost in that word because if you get in there, sometimes you can't get out. Phenomenon. I mean, it just goes on. And I forgot the other word.
Great.
See?
Yeah. Sweet.
There are several people. I'm sorry. There are almost several people who are pretty sure that I'm not a complete moron. Okay, let's get on with the show. This is the host of the show.
It's your right hand.
Minnie, Mounty Mo, and I'm Innie Minnie.
What?
Yes, I'm the co-host, Innie Minnie.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do with that?
The host, Mounty Mo.
Mounty Mo?
Mounty Mo. Innie Minnie, Mounty Mo. What were we going to talk about? The shuttle.
I have no idea.
We were talking about the shuttle. They took your advice. They listened. We have proof that NASA listens to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast.
Oh, yeah. What, two shows ago, we suggested that NASA, that the astronauts, just go out on the outside of the shuttle.
Yes.
And just fix it, man. Duct tape and chewing gum.
Get some duct tape and get some chewing gum. That's what we said.
Yeah, and some potholders if you can find them.
Some potholders and get it done.
And what'd they do?
Stop spending all this money.
They did it.
They took your advice. You forgot to talk about the robotic arm in your scenario. But
well,
that's what they did.
We didn't have access to the robotic arm in our show, so we didn't include that in the.
I would have just rolled. You know how you can take duct tape and turn it inside out and kind of roll it around.
Yeah.
So it's sticky all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
And you stick those on the bottom of your feet. And you could walk on the outside of that shuttle.
That's right.
So you don't float off into space.
That's right.
This is why they don't send Canadians in space.
Canadians in space.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
Well, they did. They showed footage of them making the repairs to the bottom of the shuttle, and the guy had like what looked like a stick of chewing
gum. A
giant
piece of
it's big red,
wiggly, a big red, big red. Yeah, it was big red.
A big stick of big red.
That's what it looked like. he went out there into cracks and digging stuff out.
So when they come back home and everybody, all the fanfare is going, you just remember that Two Blind Squirrels is the one that gave them the idea to do that.
And they didn't show the duct tape on the camera, but I bet you they used it. I think they should give us a free plug. They should put, you know what? You know how much those little tiles cost?
I have no idea.
They're $1,000 a piece.
Uh-uh.
On your huh?
I got coasters at my house that aren't that much.
But I'm telling you, what they ought to do is sell those little tiles.
For $1,000 a piece?
That's right. What you do is, I buy one, just like you did down at the park, with all the little pieces of wood down at the park. You buy a piece of wood, and then they put the piece of wood up there, and you get to put your name on it.
Okay.
So we get a Two Blind Squirrels cone, a Two Blind Squirrels...
Square.
You know, it's got our little symbol on there and everything. We stick that on the shuttle.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know who'd see it, but ooh.
Well, it was on camera this week. I don't know.
Well,
if you're lucky enough not to get hit by foam and knock your little panel off.
My real question is, how do you undo duct tape in a spacesuit? Right? They got these big gloves on, and you have a roll of duct tape. Okay,
uh-huh.
Now getting duct tape off the roll is hard enough when you have your fingers available.
Right.
But now you're wearing big puffy gloves.
They can't just stick their gloves in their teeth and pull them off like we do.
Right. So I'm.
Can you see that happen?
Larry deflated himself again.
Oh, man. But they had that robotic arm. Can you imagine how that astronaut felt? With those clamps coming around him. And now he's just this big toy on the end of a robot stick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like...
Oh, no, don't.
That's too close. You hit me too close to the shuttle. Stop it. Somebody inside's like, watch this. But I just think it was funny. They took our advice. What else we got? Stop clicking. What else we got?
Be careful. You'll be careful. You'll put your eye out with that thing.
She stuttered.
She did. She didn't work right either. That's what you get.
A little latency.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial.
Well, speaking of organic things.
Oh, 20 minutes ago.
Was it that long? Has it been that long?
I don't know.
The show is over. Good night, folks.
Ooh, 20 minutes.
And that's been Two Blind Squirrels for August 3rd, 5th, 4th, whatever day it is.
We out.
Peace out, brother. A politician in Vienna. What country is Vienna in?
The it's next to Java.
What?
Sausages? I'm thinking everything is Vienna sausages, Vienna coffee, Vienna sausages.
There is a link with Vienna sausages because we're talking about dogs. But anyway, I think Vienna is a country, actually, isn't it? Or is it a city? Do you know? Vienna,
the
Austria.
Simpsons. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Vienna, Austria. And I know that because of Sound of Music. That's where they're from.
Oh, no.
It's right. History, I told you. Culture is from what history is from the movies. Okay. You can learn anything you need to know about history in the movies.
Geography.
Yeah. Geography. I just explained to you how I know geography from Sound of Music.
Please read the article.
A politician in Vienna wants to use DNA technology to chase down owners of dogs that leave their droppings on the streets and footpaths. Manfred Jacuzzi, a counselor? I think it's spelled different. In Vienna district said he wanted the city to register all dogs' DNA so that droppings left where people walk could be tested and the owner of the guilty dog punished. Associated Press reports.
I think that was an interesting choice of words, punished. We're going to bring you into this dungeon thing and we're going to beat you. Your dog pooped on the sidewalk.
So you have to bring... Are you going to have to bring your dog in?
No, wait. You didn't read the... Okay, so there's the punished part. Wait. Under the program, owners of dogs found to have left droppings in the wrong places, as opposed to the appropriate places, would have to pay for the cost of the DNA analysis in addition to fines up to €225, which is like 371 American dollars. My dog poops on the sidewalk. Now, granted, he should clean it up, but if he doesn't clean it up, it cost him $371.
I'm okay with that. I'm a very anti-dog person.
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm not opposed to the making people pay to pick up the poop because they don't take their responsibility.
Uh-huh.
But it's very much it's the earmarks for the beginning of other things.
Grassy knoll. Here.
It's very grassy knoll, yes.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Let me interject a little example. Okay.
It's a bad word.
The company that I work for.
Very uncomfortable, that word.
The company that I work for institutes a no smoking policy.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. I am an ex-smoker. I do not smoke and have not smoked for a long time. And I do not think that anybody else should smoke. However, they've instituted a non-smoking policy which forces the employees to go off of the premises. Now, they can't leave the premises to go smoke because they're only allowed a 15-minute break every, you know, like two breaks in a shift or whatever, I don't know. So
you get breaks?
Yeah. So they do. I don't. So here it is. So you get to the point where a hostile environment is created for these people, right? And it's all based around insurance premiums.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you can get to the point where you can basically push out people because they smoke,
mm-hmm.
which across the nation there are other companies that actually fire people because
smoking.
They're smokers.
Yeah,
because
that.
They smoke on their own time.
Yeah. Away from
mind you.
Right.
You know, they've been tested, they got nicotine in their system, and they get fired. This is not our company, but this is other companies.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the precedent is being set. Precedent, you like that?
I like that.
A precedent is being set. A precedent is being set. So
Bill Clinton said a lot.
What happens
Yes.
when cheeseburgers, people who eat cheeseburgers, are...
More likely to have a heart attack.
More likely to have a heart attack. The smoker...
So if we find cheeseburger in your blood...
That's right. You're fired.
You're out of here.
The smoker, it's the smoker.
If you're more than 25 pounds overweight.
It's the smoker, the fat guy, the person with diabetes. It goes on down the line. Eventually, you set a precedence where you can persecute any group.
If you're Jewish.
And that's the problem with this article, is our DNA testing dogs, right, in order to try to enforce a rule, but they're setting a precedence for doing things that are... I don't think it's necessarily right.
Let me. I'm not a big conspiracist person, and obviously I don't think about things as much as you do. But I'll tell you what does bother me. I tell you what does bother me about this story, and that is they're going to pay somebody to eat. They're either going to pay somebody to go out and collect DNA samples from all these dogs.
Which they haven't. Yeah, well, okay, they mentioned that. You pay for that.
Bring Fluffy over while I take a swab of his bohani. Or
you're bothered by the actual process, okay.
Or they're going to require everybody to bring their dog in and get a DNA sample.
Which they say in the article they're not doing. They're not. People aren't registering their dogs to begin with.
So they have to go out and get them?
So they have to go. I guess you see this is where it goes, right?
But I see, can then. Don't go there because I'm going there.
Okay, go.
You already went someplace. My turn to go.
Go.
Then, what I'm saying is, I can very well see the press, the sitting president, for now. Okay, I got to get a driver's license. You don't have to leave your fingerprint. We need a little drop of your blood,
right?
Or a fingernail,
right?
Just in case, you ever rape somebody, then we'll know who you are.
Well, they already DNA. They already catalog children's DNA being born in hospitals.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They've already got, like, you know, they already keep records and stuff.
This is a sign of the apocalypse, people.
See, because
that, and my brother moved out of the house.
But see, that's the thing, right?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Are you going to make people bring in their dogs? Because they're not registering their dogs now. So then you're going to get to the point where you're going to be able to nail somebody. You get to nail somebody because they're walking along with their dog and they don't have a license. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It gives you probable. It's like saying, I can't come into your home unless I have a warrant, but unless, you know, I got some kind of probable cause. Well, if you can create a law that basically gives you ample opportunity for probable cause, then you can bust into somebody's house anytime you want. So, I don't know. It's just a bad thing. I don't know. You know.
But it's Vienna. Vienna.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, it's a kind of outside of our realm of expertise anyway, because we here in Texas, you know, we expect our dogs to poop wherever they want.
Speaking of big dogs.
You don't know what to do with that comment, do you?
I don't. We're running out of time. I want to get this in before the end of the show because it's very, very important. Speaking of big dogs, mm-hmm. The Ford Excursion is a big dog.
A big dog?
It's a big dog, according to trucks.
Like a St. Bernard?
For those of you listening in Guam, an excursion is a...
A day out with a family?
No. A Ford Excursion is a gigantic...
Jihujic?
Gigantic. Gigantic.
Jihujic.
A big, really big truck. Right. Well, it's kind of a truck. It's a truck. It's considered a truck.
Yeah.
But it's covered. You know, it's got, and it seats 9, I think.
And gets 6 miles to the gallon.
No, it actually gets like 18.
That's
the
really?
Diesel does.
Oh.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. That's a little, bum, 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 little bum, 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 unnecessary. Okay, stop.
Oh, sorry. So the excursion gets 18 miles a gallon, seats 40.
Yeah, it's huge. You know how big the Suburban is? This thing's 3 foot longer. It's huge.
Hey, you can't even drive that. Where can you find a parking spot for that?
If you got kids that big, you need to cut them in half. You don't need that big a kid. Stop taking your kids to McDonald's. Next time I see an excursion, I think it should be a law. If you see an excursion in the McDonald's drive-thru lane, you should have the right to kill the person driving.
Now, see, there's a comedian... One time that says he would like to shoot stupid people. He doesn't want to kill them. He just wants to shoot them and puts them to sleep. And when they wake up, they go, oh, I must have been stupid. There you go.
Whoever said that was funny.
I don't remember. I just said it.
Congratulations.
I repeated it.
And you repeated it.
All right. Well, we better
sign wrap off. This thing up.
32 minutes.
Well, they don't care.
32 minutes
listening
and 6 seconds.
Show who adore my voice and who long seconds. For the next thing that comes out of my mouth.
32 minutes and 12 seconds.
Do not care how long they've been listening. All they want is more Brad. That's all they care about.
We're getting more Brad. Oh, oh well. You don't have to eat them up in the microwave, though.
Have you ever seen the Rolling Stones live?
No.
I've been to one of their concerts, and I still ain't seen them live.
I've seen them out in the driveway.
Oh, brute. Then When did they die? Like 67? They're still touring?
When did they die, or when did their career die?
Then the career's still going.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. That's it. I'm done. I'm out.
Good.
I'm out of stuff.
Good, because I don't have anything to say to that. Rolling Stones. Yeah, there's no moss. No moss. No moss.
Stop repeating yourself. I think we have painted ourselves into a corner, and now we can't get out of this show.
All right. Thank you for listening. Send in your comments. Comments at twoblindsquirrels.com. Textile license not included. Void where prohibited. Not valid in all states. Bye.
Bye. It's like, how far can he go? How much can he do? Oh, you want me to play the exit music now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's late and we're tired and we're goofy.
Bye, Mom.
That's what you pay for.
Bye, Dad.
Your dad listens?
What?
You hear what I'm saying?
The proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
That's not true.
Two blind squirrels.
Dog poo.
Same to you, buddy.